Richard, I think you alienated your only fan.
I had a fan?
Yeah, Bobby. He treated you with respect. I will remind you again. He treated you with respect. So, yeah, I went home and I said,
"What did you do to upset Bobby?"
Richard critiqued the meme, right?
Oh.
And
I did not say it was a bad meme.
No, what you said was it should have text imposed on it, right?
Yeah.
Bobby said that's like way outdated thinking. He actually questioned your degree. He said that like that you're talking like antique memes, that new memes are not done that way. So now I don't know who to trust.
I do have another bit of feedback on the meme.
You're an expert.
I mean, you're an expert. He was born,
yeah, I know, okay? But Bobby's actually young and still like reading memes. What's that?
The actual image of the millennial?
Yeah.
The dude is like male pattern baldness. It doesn't really work as an image of the millennial.
No, he's a young guy. He's not male.
No, he's got his, no, it seems very, there's a lot of scalp there.
He's just shaved it tight, baby.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's shaved it tight, baby.
The shot from the back does not scream millennial to me.
LeBron James, he is not shaved tight.
No, he's got a receipt. It's okay. Yeah. It's okay. He is, but not the millennial in my meme.
All right, should we get this show rolling?
Greatest meme ever created.
I don't know about that. It is a good meme.
It is spectacular.
I mean, the line's good. I'm not sure the image is as powerful as it could be.
I did agree with Richard that we need millennials on the lawn.
Yeah, you needed, like, you know. Yeah,
you were
like
right on that one, but this imposing.
Whoa.
No, he was right, I think.
He was right.
Yeah.
Because I'm the one that said that.
Oh, I thought Richard said it.
I agreed with it.
No. Oh. That was me.
Okay, but, you were right
but
then.
Thank you for, you know, giving Richard the credit.
I so much deserve.
You know what? Yikes. I think that gives me another veto back.
It does not.
That totally does,
no.
Yes.
No,
that is
not how vetoes
work. That is
the
kind of gross negligence that gets me a veto back.
Nope, it does not.
Yep, I think
not
it does.
Gonna happen.
Yep. I feel like happen. I've got, I'm back to three, baby. Happen.
Nope. No, you're on two.
Well, you can feel like it, but you're not.
Right. You're definitely on
right.
two.
But Richard just agreed with you, which means you're wrong, which means I get a veto back.
Nope.
Woohoo! Nope. Unless you'd like to use
outside
another one.
Outside the context of the show.
Yeah. No, this is totally in the context of the show.
No.
Yep. Oh,
no,
I win.
Not until we get the countdown
the button's
to
not
one.
Pushed.
Would you,
that's
would
when it begins.
Would you like to use a veto?
It's too late.
Yep.
No,
okay,
we're outside
I got
the confines of the show.
Okay, then you're wrong because Richard agreed with you, and I'm right, which means I get to
well,
veto
I didn't
back.
Really agree with
no,
him.
No, you don't. There's no veto in play here. None. None.
Does he get the veto back?
No.
Sweet.
Yeah.
It is 2-2. Let's do this show.
You're so disappointed in Colin right now.
I am.
I love that like, look.
It was justice, Colin. It was a well-made decision.
Mm-hmm. I swear, he was like thinking for a second, oh, Colin, do it. I'm good.
Now Patrick's going to pout through the whole show.
I was going to do that anyway. And welcome to another episode of Even More Mashed Up, a podcast brought to you by Misericordia University featuring two professors talking about all things pop culture. I am Patrick.
And I'm Alan, and today is a big show.
Huge.
Murder. It
what?
Is not a hoax. It's not a lie. On this podcast, a superhero show must die.
Ooh, and it rhymed too. Well done.
Right, right. It's like a classic 80s comic cover.
It was, yeah. Not a hoax. Yep.
We're not really killing a superhero.
No, we
We're
do not have
We're just killing
that
a superhero show.
Yes. Well, in the sense that one of us is going to stop watching one of these shows.
I will stop watching whatever show the jury decides should be
yes.
cut.
Have we decided who the jury is?
It's the people in the room.
Oh.
Considering how the veto discussion went.
Yeah.
We have Richard, we have Colin, we have Connor, and you get a vote too. Wait, I get a vote. Five of us. I vote too, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
And excellent. The ferns.
I got to say, of those five votes, I think like two really matter.
Maybe we should weight ours. Like our votes are worth three.
That's good. Each.
And
three each.
Right, three each. Yeah. And theirs are worth like a third.
Well, ours are worth three.
Wow.
I think Connor and Collins are worth two.
Yeah.
I think Richard gets one.
Okay, 3-2-1.
It kind of it works out pretty well.
That's, yeah.
Okay.
And everybody wins.
There's a whiteboard in the studio so we can do the math at the end of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Like people will vote, and we'll vote in a weighted system.
Yes.
3-2-1.
That sounds good. Should all we right. clarify which shows we're talking about?
No,
you
we should not.
All of the
we
superhero
are, we
shows.
We are talking about only the shows I watch.
Yes, which are?
The Flash.
Okay.
Arrow.
Uh-huh.
Legends of Tomorrow.
Okay.
And Gotham.
Gotham. So it's one of those four.
One of those four must die.
Okay.
Now, it's only me that's going to stop watching.
That sounds right.
But let's be honest. This show is...
A tastemaker.
A tastemaker. Whatever show gets voted off, I don't see it surviving into
much
next
longer.
Season.
Yeah. No. No. Well,
no.
I think all but one of those shows has been renewed for another season. So.
Oh, really? Which one hasn't been renewed?
I don't think they've announced a renewal for Gotham. Arrow, Flash, and Legends all got renewals.
I'm shocked Gotham made it to season three, to be
honest.
Gotham
feels like a front runner to me, quite frankly.
It might have been renewed, but I don't think they've announced it. I know Arrow, Flash, and Legends of Tomorrow and Supergirl were all given new seasons on the CW for
and
next
I appreciate
year.
That Connor's standing at the board like ready to go.
He is.
But we can't really vote until we talk our way through the shows.
I like the initiative.
Yes.
But you're going to be standing there waiting with that pen for a good 40 minutes.
According to Colin, it'll be more like 55
Well, it'll be 40 minutes and then another
15. 2 or 3 hours later.
Another 15 as we run up to the end of the show.
Exactly.
Because we're good like that. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly, yeah. It's a hefty tax.
So, all right, so how did you want to start things off? Okay.
And so here's what I've done. I've gone through the shows and I've given each of the episodes a title.
Okay.
Out of my own imagination because I don't know what they were really called.
All right. Now, how far back are we going?
The Flash, we're going back to the Lego episode.
Okay.
Right? This is the one where the Flash used Legos?
Yes.
I don't remember why. To, like, set up a crime scene?
Well, it's to depict the scenario in which Savitar kills Iris.
Well, that's right.
He's using Legos to kind of keep track of how they change things.
So for keeping notes, that's two positives for Flash.
Yes.
Number one, Iris is going to die.
Yes.
Number two, they're using Legos.
Yes. Well, one's a positive for you, one's a positive for me.
Right.
In that you are somewhat, you know,
fixated,
scarily excited by the potential death of Iris.
It's the only way Barry Allen can be atoned.
Right.
It's the only way.
Which is one of the reasons why I feel like Flash is safe, because you want to see if Iris dies.
I have to be honest with you. This is the only show I watch with Vicky, and if you guys kill it, you'll have to answer to Vicky.
Yeah.
I feel like Flash...
That's okay. Most of your family hates me at this point anyway.
Does Hope really know Richard?
No, that's why he said most.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Yayu loves everybody.
But I noticed something in this episode.
Okay.
Kid Flash
is
the most unathletic superhero like I've ever seen. Like when he's in costume and doing stuff... He looks really awkward.
Yeah, he doesn't look nearly as comfortable in the suit as Barry does in the Flash suit.
Right.
Well, which I guess kind of makes sense. If Kid Flash is supposed to be lesser of a hero, then he's supposed to be it's one of the ways we might see him as lesser.
I don't think so. I think that he should be an athlete.
Yeah.
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 He just looks awkward.
Yeah.
Final.
It might be the yellow and red doesn't work the straight.
He's very kind of gangly. He just doesn't look athletic.
Okay.
He just looks like one of us in a costume.
I wish I looked that good in a costume.
Yeah, but not that unathletic.
Eh.
You would take his body, but not his lack of athleticism.
I would take his lack of athleticism because I think his lack is lesser than my lack.
Or great. Yeah, that's hard to do the math on that one.
Yeah, okay. No, he lacks less.
So you want to be Wally?
I don't want to be Wally.
But we are.
But if you could trade places with him, you would.
If those are my only options, yes.
Well, you could remain yourself, or you could become Wally.
Could I become a blend of myself and Wally?
No, you got one or the other.
Could I be like...
Dude, there are rules to this conversation.
I could be Kid Hamilton.
Yeah, there are rules we just made up
right
now.
You kind of are Kid Hamilton, quite frankly.
Or...
Uncle Patrick or Kid
Hamilton. Oh, I could be Dr. Flash.
Yeah, I don't like it. How about Dr. Kid?
No, that doesn't sound...
Kid Doctor?
Yeah, that doesn't work either. Right. Yeah.
Best part of the Lego episode?
Dr. Flash.
HR. HR's here for good. I love HR.
I do not care for
if
that
If I
HR.
Could get a spit, like the way he carries the drumstick around with him and he's spinning, he's drinking coffee.
I really
love
don't.
That guy.
I don't like the HR. Like that's probably, of Flash, that's the, probably the one aspect that drives me the most.
He's the best part of the show.
No, he's not.
The rest of it drives me nuts.
No. Yeah. No, Vibe is the best part of the show.
Really? He was until he got his brother died and he got all bitter and weepy.
No, he's getting back.
Yeah, I guess so.
He got over it, you know?
Vibe is the best part of the show.
All right, moving on. Next episode?
That's it about Flash. Oh, sorry.
Oh, no,
okay,
next episode, because we got to get through the episodes.
Gotcha, sorry. Okay.
I called this one Iris is in Danger episode.
Which number?
Exactly. Right? Like because it's the same story over and
this
over.
This is the one with the dude that like makes everything...
The power of decay.
Yeah. Which I wasn't sure if he was supposed to be Black Hand. From the old Green Lantern enemy.
I don't know what you're talking about, but...
The old Green Lantern enemy.
You say like
Black
I should
Hand.
Know Black Hand.
You did read Blackest Night, right?
No.
Oh, okay. Then you wouldn't know who Black
Thank
Panther
you.
Was.
All right, I'm off the hook.
I thought you would know. I thought you had read Black
I'm glad
tonight.
We followed that logic.
I must be mixing you up with Bobby, because Bobby would know who
he
Black
did,
Panther
yes.
is.
He did, yes. So here is a place where you need to explain superhero science to me.
Oh, excellent. I am. Right, because, this is always gold.
Yes, that's right. I want to hear your explanation. So this bad guy, like everything he touches sort of decays and falls apart, right?
Yes. Are you asking how he dresses himself?
I was going to ask, what about the coffee cup he drinks from? What about the clothes he wears?
Well, I would assume, again, not remembering the episode in
And I don't assume.
Detail.
I need a scientific answer.
Well, are the clothes that he wears what he was wearing when he was transformed? Because in comic book science, like, the clothes you wear automatically seem to adjust to whatever
Yeah, like Superman's
power
like
transfer.
Outfit, you know.
I don't know. I would have to go back.
So that would be, I would have to go back and look. But that would be
so
one
you're thinking
possible
that
explanation.
They were the clothes that he transformed in,
the clothes that he was wearing when he was transformed
well,
would potentially be part of the transformation.
Why didn't they decay when...
Well, what?
When he got transformed. Why would they get the power that he got?
No,
what other
inanimate like
objects got
it's comic book science.
Power?
Yeah. Yeah. But it's like Superman, you know? He gets like...
No, it's not like Superman. No,
oh, Richard.
That,
you just
no,
stepped
no,
in.
No, oh, listen. Man. Go ahead, Richard. Right. Finish your point, and then I will
No,
rip
it it's
shreds.
Okay.
No, it's here like goes, super, how is it like Superman?
10 minutes of the show right here.
How is it like Superman,
I was saying
Richard?
Because like when he gets on the buildings and stuff, like his outfit doesn't usually get damaged except maybe like the cape, like... You know, he'll get, like, shot, and, like, you know, bullets bounce off of him, but it bounces off the... Oh, you're smiling.
Yeah, no, that... No. There are two explanations for why Superman's
so
costume
sorry.
Doesn't
I'm
get
so
damaged.
So you stepped in it,
yeah,
man.
You,
st-
oh, you, here we you go. Stepped in the gold mine.
God.
So there are
Remember,
two
we've got shows to kill, so...
The classic explanation yeah. is that... The sort of original explanation was that Superman's suit was made of Kryptonian cloth and thus has sort of that extra... And thus is extra resilient. That's why he doesn't
Wouldn't
get destroyed.
Wouldn't it weaken him?
What was that?
Wouldn't it weaken him? Because
why would
like
it?
Kryptonite weakens him because
okay.
of... No, it's not kryptonite cloth.
It's not made of
it's
kryptonite.
It's from Krypton. It's from his native planet and has sort of the same strength as he does. The more modern explanation...
It's like Colin's not wearing a rock is the difference.
Yeah.
Like he wears a shirt and then there's a rock. Kryptonite, Kryptonian cloth.
But isn't
cloth.
Kryptonite weakened because it's from Krypton? The whole idea is
because
that...
it's radioactive material from Krypton.
Oh, I thought the whole idea was that because like it was the sun
oh,
that gave him the power.
God help us.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Here we go.
All right, listen.
Can you give us a second listen, explanation?
Yeah.
We just...
It's radioactive
yeah.
material
okay,
from
yes,
the explosion of Krypton. Okay.
All right, so
the other explanation, the more modern one, is that Superman's his general invulnerability extends a little bit outside of his body and covers the suit but not the cape.
Really?
This was the modern version I think established by like John Byrne in the 80s was that... His invulnerability covers the suit but not the cape, which is why the cape gets torn but not the suit.
All right. How come not the coffee cup?
Which coffee cup?
He drinks out of a coffee cup.
He must be able to control it.
No.
Oh.
It's a boring.
Yeah, I know. It's a pretty boring answer. I'm right. like, yeah, he must be able to decide.
I got something better. I got
that or it's
Colin,
bad writing.
Colin, you can't go vote now.
Or it's
I'm voting for
Comcast. Okay, got it. 2 points.
Yeah. It's
so, pop quiz.
Bad writing.
You ready for the pop quiz?
Yeah. Oh, geez. We're onto the pop quiz. All
Imagine
right.
Imagine that your daughter
okay.
has just told you that she's going to die.
Yes.
In several weeks because her boyfriend saw it in the future, naturally.
Okay. So I'm imagining a daughter.
Yep.
I'm imagining daughter having a boyfriend.
It's a,
okay.
it's a big leap for you.
There's
Got
a
it.
Lot of steps.
All right. So you've just found out your daughter is going to die in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
What do you do as a father? Pop quiz. A, hug her.
No.
B,
well,
plan a meaningful family trip.
No.
C, try to figure out a stupid time travel plan to fix things.
That totally makes sense.
Or D, quit talking to her because you're mad at her that she kept it a secret.
Is both C and D an option? Because I
no,
feel like
you
got to
pick one or the other.
Oh, boy. That's a tough one. I would probably go C.
Because you know what Joe did.
Because who doesn't love a stupid time travel plan?
Right.
I
right.
go with D.
Yeah, Joe got
you
very
know, cut
angry
off
with
completely.
Them.
That's what Joe does. He finds out Iris is going to die, and he just...
He's like, okay, I can't talk to you for a while.
Ridiculous.
Keep
Father of the Year
like,
award goes
like 3 months to live.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm done with you.
You've got 3 months to live.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're grounded for two.
You're grounded for
it was
4 months.
Just like, duh.
Yeah.
Like,
parenting.
Do they even think about this stuff when they write it?
Well, you know...
How
they
else
think
they
about it, but not
do.
In a way that I think logical human beings.
Fair enough.
But again, I would definitely go with time travel plan.
Right. I think that's the better of the
well,
four
because
I gave
where can you possibly go wrong? When has Barry ever gone wrong
yes.
with the time travel plan?
No, it's perfect.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
No bad repercussions have yet happened.
No, time travel.
Yeah. I do have to say one of the things I'm upset about is that the Lego map has not reappeared since its first episode.
I feel like that was just a tease.
Like, that's very upsetting to me.
But you know who did reappear in the Megilla Gorilla episode?
The original HR. And also Grodd.
And Grodd.
And Grodd.
Yeah. Yeah. But
and Solovar, which the take on Solovar was very strange.
Did I tell you that I'd really like to see an HR spinoff? I think that'd be awesome.
No.
I could do like
terrible.
An hour of that guy just riffing.
No. That is
he's good.
God, no.
Here's the thing, and I've only got one comment on the Megilla Gorilla episode.
Yes.
They clearly don't have a big budget for CGI.
No, the CGI was a little sketchy.
When they do the fight scenes, like I found myself not thinking about the fight scene. Mm-hmm. But, like, calculating the way in which they'd saved money by filming it the way they did.
Yes.
Right? With a lot of slow motion, stop action. Mm-hmm. Or the fact that, like, the gorillas always talk through people and then come down and kind of, like, deliver a final
sentence.
That was
number one, the big – I was like, wow, we are saving some money on the budget. Because
between that and the big arena fight scene, it
was like, Grodd's got a lot to do. I can't walk down 8 stairs to my dungeon.
Yeah.
So I got to take over. So yeah, that was.
But then they walked down like at the end, right?
Well, because at some point you got to make an appearance,
right? It's just like it felt.
But yeah, after about like the third or fourth person he possessed, I'm like, wow, this is a lot of exposition.
Yeah,
and I'm not sure anyone's really pulling off the Grodd voice.
Yeah, no, not at all.
That was a bit of That was clearly
not good.
Yeah, we're gonna spend all our money on CGI. Yep. The rest of the episode is gonna be people in cages talking to themselves.
And by the way, we got like $5.25. To spend. Yeah. All right, how about Arrow then?
Well,
You got more.
That's it. Well, I was just saying.
We're already 15 minutes in. And
I know.
Got four shows.
That's fine.
Well, we blew a lot of time on that.
The take on Solovar
was Superman
weird.
Stuff was.
Yeah.
Like,
how so? I apologize.
Well, because Solovar is usually the good talking psychic ape, and they made him as villainous as anyone else. Like, he's the good guy of Gorilla
City. Can you say
that
again? He's the good talking psychic ape.
I love comic books.
Comic books are great.
So it was weird that they made him like, I'm going to kill you. It's like, there's not really a difference between him and Grodd.
Yeah,
so.
maybe he'll get rehabilitated in the part two.
It's a little hard to do. So I was a little surprised at the take on Solovar. But let's move on to Arrow, because we are
deep in the weeds. Not talk about Superman.
Ever again, anymore. I apologize.
Yep. Yeah, no.
So on Arrow, the first episode I have, it might be two that I blended together.
Yes.
I called Another Canary.
Yes.
How do you feel about the new Canary?
I'm kind of lukewarm on her.
I love her.
I know you like her. Yeah, she's a
little.
So
you're lukewarm only because I'm a fan.
No.
That totally explains La La Land.
No.
Yep.
That has nothing to do with it. It's a, nice bonus. no, she's just a little too perfect.
Well, in what way?
She's the cop. She's got better canary power. Like, she's just a little too. Yeah, she's a little, I don't know. She just strikes me as a little too perfect.
Well, you mean by the way in which she totally coincidentally has sonic powers as a meta?
Yes.
Is named Dinah.
Dinah Drake.
Drake wears the leather jacket. Yeah, like it felt.
Yeah, she's a little.
It feels kind of forced. But the actress is terrific.
Like yeah,
she's
I mean,
really,
again,
she's
give,
really
sort of
good.
Said. I mean, she's doing a good job. But yeah, I feel like it was just a little. The whole thing was a little bit too forced. Now that she's in the role, I think she's perfectly fine.
Yeah, I think she's good.
But
it
felt a little forced. Like, we've got to find someone next episode. Oh, look, here's someone who's perfect.
Yeah,
like that seemed awful quick.
But like. Totally perfect. I hear what you're. I didn't understand what you meant by perfect.
Yeah,
initially.
Yeah.
Now,
I mean, yeah, but no, the actress is perfectly. She's good.
Yeah.
I like her in the role, but I'm just like, they've kind of moved a little bit too quickly with her.
I think that may be fair. You like Felicity returning to her hacktivist roots?
Not really.
No.
Well, the other thing that's kind of odd is because I think in that episode they like what Arrow found out about like what she was that she was doing bad stuff,
right?
And he's like, don't turn into something else.
Yeah.
And then since then, she's still using the hacktivist stuff. I'm like, didn't we have a conversation about that?
Well, you just have to listen to him. Like, she's an independent woman. She
so that was a little – that seemed a little odd to me too.
But the good news is the flashbacks are coming to an end. If Arrow gets another season, we don't have to live through the flashbacks anymore.
No. Though apparently there's something about they're going to return to the island somehow.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, like this season, they're returning to the island.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. I couldn't – I just saw, like, a headline about it. I didn't have time to look into it because I did no work for this show this week. but I don't know if they're returning to the island in the present.
Yeah.
Or if that's – I mean, obviously, he's got to return to the island in the past because they've got to find him on the island.
Was it where he gets found? Like, I've forgotten.
Yeah,
at this
I think
point.
He was found
he
on
gets
the
found
island.
On the island. I'm like,
I seem to recall they found him on the island. So
he's done.
He's
done a lot. And like,
yeah, and, he's had a very act. Number yeah. one, he's done a lot.
Yeah,
and a lot of people seem to know about it.
Yeah,
which by the way, I really did like the Talia al Ghul.
Yeah,
her. Like, I thought they really did a good job with her. That was another good. The actress
right.
was fantastic.
Yeah.
And I really like kind of the characterization of
her.
Oh,
you can finally see his transformation happening after like 5 years or whatever.
Right.
All right, the next episode was called Ragman No More.
Oh, poor Raggy.
Old Raggy.
Raggy, we barely knew you. He was never really here.
Sorry,
and then
I was drinking
he was gone.
A cup of coffee.
Yep,
there.
That's fair. That's fair. So he absorbs a nuclear blast.
Yes, and it kills the Rags.
Yeah, and then he leaves the show.
Yeah. And I haven't been able to find anything about whether he's coming back or not.
Donald Trump would just say, sad, exclamation point.
I don't think he would.
No, you're not sad?
Did anyone really like Ragman?
I didn't think he was the worst, actually. You know,
like, he was a...
Compared to the Legends of Tomorrow team?
He was
like,
a rag ex machina.
So wait, who's worse than Ragman?
Rag ex machina. He was for that
like,
bomb.
Oh, we need something to do something. Oh, let's have guy in magic rags.
Yeah.
I was like, that's a little...
We need a walking MacGuffin.
Basically, that's what he is. He's like, oh, we have a problem? We got the guy with the magic rags.
Not anymore.
Yeah, so...
So anyway, he's gone.
Yes, he's gone.
And so the show goes to Russia.
Yeah.
Like, all the shows are going to Russia now.
Russia's big.
Coincidence?
What else is going to Russia?
S.H.I.E.L.D.
What?
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, yeah, the early episode. Sorry, I was thinking about the most recent episode. I was like,
I got
you
just,
now.
They were just in Russia. The Russian dude is chasing them down.
Yeah, I got you now.
The guy that got turned into a machine.
So, one other show. Which, by the way, we're not doing Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. How is that on
the
list?
Oh, S.H.I.E.L.D. should be up there. Sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say, are we not talking about that? Because you do watch that.
You skipped right over it.
Okay.
One quick question on...
S.H.I.E.L.D.
So we've got five shows to do.
Ragman No More.
We got
to
get cooking.
Yeah. So Vicky and Bobby say that on Arrow, all the brunettes look the same. So like as they were walking through the room, they couldn't tell the difference between Ollie's reporter girlfriend and Diana Drake.
Yeah, there's well, Ollie's got a type.
I get, or the casting agent.
A little bit of both. there's clearly a type. Right? Well, they probably had to cut. That's why Thea now has the short haircut so she doesn't blend in with the rest of the cast.
The rest of the brunettes, yeah. So there was one more Arrow we got to talk about. It's the one I call the after school special episode.
Oh, yeah, the gun violence
gun
episode.
Gun violence, right? Where they teach us lessons about.
Yes. I'm so glad they tackled this.
Gun violence.
Yeah.
Well, if anybody should do it.
It was intricate in its subtleties.
Yeah. If anybody should do it, right, Arrow should do it. Like the number of people gunned down.
Or arrowed down.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people shot down.
You really
too.
Need to talk about arrow control in that town, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But if they could just get gun control first, then maybe the arrow control will follow. I respect that they tried to have a conversation about it.
Yes, they did try.
But the solution was, like, just as vague as it could possibly be.
We've come up with the perfect solution, which we are not going to give you any details on.
It respects the right to own guns and human life.
Yes.
Simultaneously.
If only they could share this with politicians in the real world.
The legislative climax. I was like, I'd like a
problem
little bit more.
Solved, my friend.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. It's a huge gun law. It's going to solve everything for everyone.
Fix everything.
Yeah.
So I thought that one was pretty dumb.
Yeah. The ending was, the rest of the episode was okay, but the ending was a little bit of hand wavy. Oh, we solved the problem.
Yeah. It would be better not to solve the problem in a way. Right? Because guess what? Next week on Arrow, more people will be gunned down in the streets.
Yes.
So.
It'd be great.
He's going to be
impeached.
This
is illegal now. You can't do this.
And impeachment all of a sudden is in the news, too.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Very timely.
It's weird. So it's nice to see the Black Canary in costume.
Yes.
She's kind of inhabiting that.
Yep.
But to me, there's too many plot lines to follow now.
There's a lot going on.
Like, there's so much going on. There's almost like there's nothing going on.
Well, the other thing, too, is that, you know, the Prometheus thing is sort of backburnered.
Yeah.
Right now. And so it's a lot of individual character subplots.
Right.
Like the stuff with Black Canary. We got the gun episode was a lot of, Wild Dog, Mad Dog? I can't remember what his actual name is. Like his origin.
Yeah. No, that's true.
And things like that. So I feel like we've lost kind of the arc of the series, which was this Prometheus thing.
And that's part of the problem with the whole Arrowverse, is they always have to have a big bad guy for every season.
Yes.
It's very formulaic.
Well, I'm a little disappointed in Prometheus. Like, they've got this whole thing of, like, they know who he is, they know who his mother is.
Yeah.
It's just some random dude, and I'm like...
Who erased himself from the Facebook.
Yeah, I feel like there's got to be a twist coming, because I'm just like, this feels really banal as a bad guy.
Pop quiz.
Okay.
You are the mother of a serial killer.
Yes.
The mayor of town comes to you and says...
Whoa, 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 I'm having to imagine a lot to get me there.
The mayor coming is the hard part?
I have to imagine that I'm a mother.
Right.
Which there's a few steps before that.
Only a couple.
And I have a kid.
You have a kid.
Who's a serial killer.
Serial killer. You're told that your kid is a serial killer and only you can help save other lives.
Correct.
What do you do?
I don't care about those other lives, and I protect my child.
Really? So you would do exactly what Mrs. Prometheus did?
What, that's what any mother would do.
Yeah.
I like how you're totally inhabiting it now. Like, yeah,
yes.
Totally.
Don't you come after my son. Bunch of, you know what? Show me the proof.
She's Prometheus. That would be awesome.
It would be,
if Mrs. Prometheus was actually Prometheus.
You know, I hadn't thought about that, but we actually haven't seen the kid.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that actually might be what's happening.
Spoiler alert.
Kids
dead. Because we have not actually seen that guy anywhere. So, yeah. Oh, God. That's not still. It's random suburban family. Like, that's your big bad guy? Like, I don't feel it.
Well, future podcast, we are going to tell all these shows how to fix themselves.
Yes. That's another idea.
Down the road. So, Legends of Tomorrow.
Yes.
I mean, we're marching fast, but we got a lot of ground to cover.
We do. We're barely halfway through.
All right. Here's the title. On a show so generic, I cannot even give it a title. Like, I went back to my notes, like, I don't remember anything, except in this show, we find out that Damien Dark was removed from the timeline 31 years before his death.
Yes.
That means when he was, like, 35, he looks like he looks at 66 now. Think about it. Mm-hmm. They took him out of the timeline 31 years earlier.
Well, he's got a Lazarus pit, doesn't he?
No. Damien?
Yeah, he was a member of the League of Shadows. He's got a Lazarus pit.
They don't all have... No, you don't get a Lazarus pit just because you're in the League of Shadows.
I'm pretty sure you do.
No,
you get a badge.
No, yeah. The Lazarus pit is only for the...
You get a little... It's like a perfume bottle of Lazarus pit juice.
No, the only person that gets the pit is the big boss man.
But he was the big boss man.
When?
I don't know, at some point.
I don't think so.
Man, that's good evidence.
Ra's al Ghul was the boss man forever.
Yeah, but he's gone.
And then he got replaced by Ollie.
Yeah,
who got replaced by Malcolm Merlyn. Who turned it over
by,
to...
Nyssa.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Damien
Dark...
Well,
so where is Damien Dark in that?
Well,
nowhere.
He's got like an offshoot.
He doesn't... You can't explain it.
Yeah.
Except bad writing.
Well, there's that too.
Do you like Rip as Phil?
No. Oh, my God.
So stupid.
Yeah. Was that the George Lucas episode?
Yeah, the George Lucas episode was.
Is that the George Lucas episode?
Because you know they announced that they're doing a Tolkien episode at the end of the season.
Oh, God. Like, how many Star Wars references can you cram ham-handedly into a show?
Yeah, that
was just.
Yeah.
Let's throw them into a garbage compactor.
Yes.
If we turn it on, they will work faster.
Yeah, that makes so much sense.
Dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Find the thing in the trash compactor. Oh, and we're going to run it so that everything you're looking at is going to get smaller and smaller.
And if you don't find it, it will get smashed along with you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that made no sense as far as
playing. Maybe the writers are trying to end the show.
Yeah. So there's this great tension between Malcolm and Damien that, like, just boring.
Yeah. Well, the whole, like, Legion of Doom is kind of boring.
Stupid.
Supposedly, Black Siren is coming, or Laurel Lance is coming back. I don't know if he's coming back as Black Siren or not.
Yeah.
But that might add at least something, because, these guys... Yeah, they're boring.
Yeah, they're not particularly interesting.
Well, and then the next episodes, we go the magical mystery tour of where, you know, Rip Hunter is messing with history.
Yeah.
Because we get him messing with George Washington, the American Revolution, and then Camelot.
Oh, I haven't seen that one yet.
Oh, that's the most recent episode.
So I missed that one. So let's talk about...
You did not miss much.
Let's talk about Georgie W. in the House.
What?
That's the title. Georgie W., George Washington.
Oh, okay.
Shows up.
I'm like, what?
So explain...
Georgie. I thought you said George... E.
No, Georgie.
Washington. I'm like, where is the E coming
Georgie
from?
Georgie Dubs.
Georgie Dubs, man.
That's what the kids call him today.
I think they call him G Dubs.
No, G Dubs is old school now.
G Dubs.
Georgie Dubs.
Yeah, okay.
So explain the following to me.
All right.
George Washington.
Is this more comic book science?
No, this is sort of a logic problem.
Okay.
George Washington is captured, and he's the father of our country. If he dies, we all know that great men make history.
Correct.
Like, America will never exist because it's only him.
Like the greatest of
Sarcasm, our... Sarcasm, Colin. I don't really mean
like
it.
Like the greatest of our presidents.
Yes.
Ben Franklin. That's a little shout-out for Amanda Caleb.
That's right. So, the father of our country has been kidnapped.
Yes.
Is about to be executed.
Yes.
Vixen and Steele find out.
Yes.
So, they decide, number one... to have sex with each other.
Yes.
And then number
critical
two.
Critical to the plan.
Wait, to take a short nap afterwards.
Yes.
After which, when they wake up, they go to save George Washington at the last minute.
Yes. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
In what world does
Vixen
that sound
got
right?
over her 1950s sort of morality very quickly.
Yes, absolutely.
Like, well, that was convenient.
Literally sacrificing George Washington's life, potentially.
Yes.
Yeah. It didn't feel quite right to me.
Yeah.
The other thing that didn't feel quite right to me was the George Washington-Rory relationship.
No, now there's a statue of Rory.
Right, that developed. Because, like, here's kind of...
buds.
Here's the thesis of the story, right? It goes something like this. Mm-hmm. George Washington is too gentlemanly to win the American Revolution.
Yes.
He's not an American yet. Like, he's still British. Like, he kind of... Yes. He has, like, the rules of war and, like, he's
Well, he expects to be treated well when he's captured. Yes. And I forget, who's the British general
I don't remember who it was.
It's the main one. Cornwallis?
Yeah, it might have been Cornwallis.
It was the main... It's the only one I would know, so it's Cornwallis.
Okay.
And he's expecting Cornwallis to play by the rules, and Cornwallis, of course, doesn't. And he's like all...
Right. So Washington is...
That's my George Washington, by the way.
That's good. It's a good George Washington. Okay. But he's like... He's totally emasculated, right? Because because he's not a brawler.
Right.
And we can't win that way. So he kind of learns from Rory how to be a man's man, like how to be a real man, you know, like how to wear. So literally, like, you know that George Washington has learned from Rory when he headbutts the guy he's fighting.
Exactly.
And you're like, Washington has become Rambo.
Yes.
And the country's going
to
be okay.
Though I have
to say. Because he's a man now.
In general.
Yeah.
Headbutting another person seems like a really counterproductive way to take them out.
It is.
Like, you're doing as much damage to yourself as you are to them.
It works in professional wrestling, though.
I don't... does it, though?
Usually.
Yeah,
like, one guy headbutts and the other person falls over.
Like, if I was in a situation where I had to in some way take someone out, headbutt would be the last of my options.
Well, maybe George Washington is just a little more manly than we are.
But he isn't.
But he is when he does the headbutt. That is when he becomes a man.
Right.
Literally, you can see him growing into manhood over the course of the film. So he not only praises Rory for kind of making him a man, right, and teaching him how to fight dirty, but he praises him for his crass use of language.
Yes.
So we're talking about Donald Trump here, right?
I don't know if Donald Trump would win a fight.
Well, not in that way, but in sort of the bombast,
Donald
right?
Trump would pay someone to headbutt another person.
Yeah.
That's how that would work.
Okay. But the point is, like, do you think they're addressing politics here? That Rory has introduced not only, you know, Rambo to American politics, but has introduced idiocy.
Yes, but not in a way that I think is consciously related to Trump.
Because the language in Trump seems like an obvious kind of connection. I'm reading too much into it.
I think they might, because they would have filmed the episode, I think, well before.
Yeah, I can live with your judgment.
Trump was president. I think it's a fruitful coincidence.
Okay, all right.
They got lucky.
Anyway, I thought this was a great episode to teach someday.
Really?
Well, because it kind of plays to myths.
Unlike Zombie Civil War? Because that was a quality episode.
Sorry, I'm momentarily distracted by Colin, who's just restringing all the microphones.
Or his microphone. I'm not sure what's going on.
Don't
right
understand.
Now.
All right. So I just thought it said a lot about America and how we think about ourselves.
Yeah.
That would make it teachable.
And then why it was so great.
But Legends of Tomorrow always has the dumbest twists.
Yes.
So at the end, they catch the evil Rip, who has the fragment of the spear.
Spear of Destiny. Right?
And he
Which
says,
is from the actual comic books. Do you want an explanation?
No.
About it?
No.
No.
Okay. No. Absolutely not.
Unnecessary.
Colin, ask me a question about the Spear of Destiny.
Colin, I swear to God, do not say that darn thing.
So Jax has a gun on him.
Yes.
Right? And he says, you're not going to shoot me. And he turns around and walks away.
Correct. Well, no. Sarah shows up and says she's going to save him from himself.
Okay, but Sarah's there too. And then Phil turns around, evil Rip.
Right.
Turns around and walks away with the spear. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you just like shoot him in the leg and take the spear?
Yeah, you don't need to kill
like,
him.
No, or just beat him up. Like you've got 2-on-1.
Or shoot
Canary can
to
totally
him.
Outfight him. Like, don't you want the spear?
No,
like, they just
because
let him walk
you
away
need
with
the
it.
False drama of what happens in the next episode so they can feel responsible.
But you know that's what I hate about Legends
of Tomorrow. I should have taken you out when I had the opportunity. Yeah. And I didn't. And now I am responsible for the things you have done
with your Spear of Destiny.
Said every character on the show ever.
Right. Yeah. So yeah. I mean, again, it's the false drama.
Yeah.
The kind of labored premise to kind of create that false.
But
drama.
Also the need for the bad guys to have the Spear of Destiny.
Right.
Right. Because it's totally forced.
Yeah. Which again has been the problem with Legends of Tomorrow from the get go is that, you know, like the first season, they had the one villain that they kind of went to the well too often.
Yeah.
And it's feeling that way again.
Yeah, I agree. For me, Legends of Tomorrow is kind of sinking to the bottom of what we've talked about so far.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think it's worse than Flash, and I think it's worse than Arrow.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've got to tell you, I mean, going in, like, it basically seems like a choice between Legends of Tomorrow and Gotham.
That's kind of where I'm at right
now. That's your bottom of
the barrel. Which kind of means everybody else's votes don't matter at all.
Pretty much.
Potentially. Yeah. Unless we split.
But let's be clear.
Yeah.
Everybody else's votes never matter.
Right. Okay, fair enough.
Not on this show.
Because they've got five between them.
Right.
We've got six.
We've got six.
So as long as we agree.
That's right.
Now I can be bribed.
That could be a problem.
Well, what happens if I agree with one of you?
Well, that could make the difference, but we're going to vote last.
No.
You guys have to vote first.
But if I agree with you, it doesn't count.
No, I'm voting last.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. I'm losing a show. I'm voting last.
Yeah. So.
All right. But, so let's move on to SHIELD.
We'll just make sure we're on the same page.
Right.
And then it just renders the rest of them moot.
Okay. Agents of SHIELD.
Yes.
We've not talked about the Koenigs returning.
We have not.
And I got to say.
And the revelation of the Koenigs.
It was so spectacular.
It was a good episode.
I love SHIELD a little bit.
I got to say, Agents of SHIELD is solid.
But like. What was not to love about the Koenigs, right? Starting with, like, the two brothers in the arcade at the beginning.
That was, yeah.
They're riding the little scooters, and they're, like, quoting Star Wars mm-hmm. back and forth to each other.
Yes, that's how you do good Star Wars stuff.
Yes.
Which, by the way, if you didn't see the Camelot episode of Legends of Tomorrow.
I did not, but I
also filled with it. Star Wars references.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, unless, you know, it gets killed, then I won't watch it.
Yeah.
I loved Thurston Koenig's stand-up routine.
Oh, yeah.
He gets up and he talks about sheeple and people being mm-hmm. programmed by TV, you know,
yep.
very meta kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
L.T. Koenig?
Yep.
Koenig?
Koenig.
The sister?
Yeah, the sister who
was
actually
the
DNA source
yeah.
of, or the original one, I guess, in a
yeah.
sense.
Yeah. Koenig's, I can't remember which one.
Right.
His conversation with Quake about the fanfic and its steamy qualities.
Oh, right.
Was really...
That's right. Yeah, shipping fiction. Wasn't it about like where they paired her with other people?
I can't remember. I thought he described it as fanfic.
Okay.
Yeah, that it was just. But of course, it becomes very kind of eroticized.
Yes.
And she looks so disgusting.
She does.
Just, like it was just beautiful.
Yeah.
They need Patton Oswalt on the show all the time.
But I worry that if he's there too much. Like, it would take away the specialness
of when
he shows up. Just a couple
of minutes.
He'd
be like the HR of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
But that my problem is that they're going to turn him... You want him to be the HR as you see him.
Yes.
My fear is that they would turn him into the HR as I see him.
Yeah, fair enough. So, Colin, when are we going to get Patton Oswalt on the podcast? We talk about him a lot. There's no reason why... How's the contact going?
I emailed his agent. He hasn't got back to me.
Are you sure you emailed his agent?
Yeah, are you serious that you emailed his agent, or are you just telling us that?
Could you BCC us next time you
yeah,
do that?
Next yeah, next time
you
yeah. can email, email the agent.
Yeah, I mean, like, I emailed his Yahoo account, he just had an email back.
You know he's on Twitter, you could probably tweet at him.
Yeah.
We could do that right
it
now.
It seems like
it's,
you
it's
could
It's less
kinda,
professional that way.
That's a good point.
Okay.
We should act a little more professional. So hold off on the tweeter for like a couple weeks.
Okay.
Then we'll go in guns blazing.
There we go. tweets blazing.
But here again, like the Russian thing comes, right?
Yeah.
So you've got the Russian oligarch who's connected to the American senator.
Yes.
Who's connected to terrorist groups.
Yes.
Seems a little on the nose.
Watchdog, yeah.
Right?
Watchdogs, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I got to say, the revelation of the Russian guy being like the big bad was a little bit underwhelming.
Yeah.
I kept expecting there was going to be someone else because like he seemed very generic Russian bad guy.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. But the head in the jar...
That last episode
like,
was good.
Nice shout out to Futurama
there,
right?
Yeah. Well, and the last episode that ended with kind of them all in the framework and sort of they're in sort of this fantasy world where apparently Hydra is triumphant. Like, it potentially seems interesting.
I kind of loved it because to me, they're doing a very comic booky thing.
Oh, yes, they are.
Creating like an alternate universe, right? Because they can't really do that.
Right.
But the framework is essentially the closest they can do.
Yes.
So to me, I think it's. I'm re-engaged on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, I'm excited for Agents
like,
of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Like, I would not vote for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Like, the only question I have
watching.
The only question I have about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is that both Quake and Agent Simmons, like, are going into whoever they are in the framework.
Yeah.
We discover that Simmons is dead. So I'm like, so is she dead or is she just waking up in her coffin?
Oh, my.
Because how long has she been dead and how much of her is there left?
But if you're going in, do you have to...
Well, but we pretty clearly see that Quake is aware of who she is. Like, she knows.
No, that's true. But
so where is, like, what is Simmons' status?
Question, did the Quake story exist before she went into the framework?
What do you mean?
Was there a Quake in the framework?
Yeah, they're taking over their body in the framework.
So that's what they're doing. They're taking over bodies
in the framework. Yeah, because they said that's what they're going to go into the framework, and they will occupy wherever they are.
Okay, it does not look good for Simmons.
It does not look good. And I'm like, I was expecting like a shot of the grave, and she's like in there. And like, yeah.
Just like that is, tombstone, you just hear muffled yelling.
Yeah, like something.
I got to tell you, like, the clawing at the coffin is one of my great fears.
Yeah,
like that's the worst.
Yeah.
It's the claustrophobia and the buried under earth.
Well, you just know you're toad, unless you do what Batman did in that one episode. Or that one comic book.
I don't remember what he did.
He was buried alive, but he was able to use his skills to twist around so he could get to the bottom of the coffin, and then he used his thumbnails to unscrew it, and he used that to dig out.
All right, we all got a plan.
That is totally my plan. If I am ever buried alive, that is my plan.
Right. They used to do that on Days of Our Lives.
Oh, yeah. Well,
As a kid, that was terrifying.
Yeah, no, that would freak me out. Like, buried alive in general, just not a good way to go.
So I got to say, like,
also snakes.
Buried alive with
buried
snakes.
Alive in snakes.
So I got to say, like, the LMD arc has totally pulled me back.
Yeah, it's been a solid arc.
Shield.
I'm enjoying it.
You get Patton Oswalt, the existential robot May blowing herself and robot Coulson up.
Yeah, that was...
It was actually kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's been doing some cool stuff.
It feels like the DC stuff on TV is trying to do that.
Yeah.
I felt like... Yeah. Like, this was actually a little bit better. I'm not sure I love the Russian bad guy.
No, he was very generic.
But I do love the head in a jar.
Oh, head in a jar is great.
Like, that is the way to do a bad guy.
Yeah. Well, scary female LMD Ada. Like, she's just creepy.
Yeah.
When, like, Radcliffe basically resolves the paradox for her.
Yeah.
In that
he's
a threat.
It does not end well for Radcliffe.
But he would never destroy it while he's alive. And she's like, thank you. You have solved my problem. So she kills him.
But she puts him in the framework, so he gets to live forever.
Yes. Well, he gets to live in the framework, at least until it gets blown up.
Oh, the framework? You think the framework's not going to survive?
I don't think it's going
to
survive.
I think they should keep it for, like, trips to alternative unit. It'll be like Earth 2 on Flash.
Oh, it'll be like the holodeck, you know, on, like, Star Trek. Like, just visit, you know?
Right, but that was the point, and clearly the technology's gotten out of hand.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I'm a little worried that this whole, like, Fitz's technology has gotten out of hand is going to result in some kind of, like, Fitz having to sacrifice himself.
It feels like somebody's going to die.
Yeah.
They were really setting up Quake in the last couple episodes.
Yeah.
You know?
I felt the last episode was really setting up either Fitz or Simmons.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to eat it.
Yeah. So what do we got? Oh, Gotham.
We got Gotham, which has been on hiatus for a while.
Yeah. Well, it's on hiatus until the end of April. Like, it's on because they've got to do the – it's off until the 24 Legacy spinoff is done.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, they ended in November – they came back for 3 episodes, like, in January, and then they're off until April.
That cannot be good. Like, it cannot be good for the show.
Well.
Like, how do you keep viewers?
You don't. That's what happened with Lost, is Lost went on.
It's what happened to Scream.
A long hiatus, and people, you know, the third season, they did the 6 episodes at the beginning, and they called it a mini-series. And then they were off until late in the spring.
Yeah.
And the 6 episodes, like, they were calling it a mini-series for months. And then, like, the week before it premiered, they're like, yeah, that's not a mini-series. It's the first 6 episodes. There's no overarching arc or anything that makes it seem like we're showing this on purpose. And that's when the show, you know, that was when its ratings went the lowest. And it's because of the way ABC aired it. And so it's never good. You know, the way the seasons are constructed at this point, like, I don't know why they don't just do shows in the first half of the season and show everything and show a new show in the second half.
You know what? Like, if you are a network, that would be a piece of advice that you ought to adopt.
Like, I just don't know why they don't do it.
It's much more in tune with the way people watch TV today to cram all of Gotham into 3 months,
why not
right?
just do Gotham in the fall, 24 Legacy in the spring, or whatever in the spring.
Why are we not running a network?
I don't know.
You know, it's like, I was saying, like, it's like Stranger Things. You know, when I watched it, you know, as they'd all come out, I just watched them back to back.
Right.
And it was much more enjoyable because I did like 2 nights.
The binge watching is like the new normal in terms of watching
and especially
TV.
Because it was like, what, hour-long episodes or like?
Yeah, Stranger Things was like an hour.
So it's like, it was 8 hours. So it's like you could do like a week of watching that even if you didn't do a full binge of like a day or something.
And so it's hard for ABC, right, to replicate that. But if you're doing it every week.
Well, Fox. Fox is Gotham.
Sorry, Fox. Whatever network we're talking about.
Yeah.
If you're doing
all
it,
the same.
If you're doing – for me. if you're doing it like every week for 3 months, like there's a kind of cohesion to it.
Right.
When Gotham comes back, I won't even remember what was going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Riddler shot Penguin.
Right.
Jim Gordon.
No longer a bounty hunter.
No longer a bounty hunter. Back to be a cop.
Made enough money.
Lee's mad at him. Bruce is probably going to be replaced by his identical clone person.
Right. That's right. I forgot about there's a clony person walking around.
You just see that, like, at some point, I'm like, why have they not replaced Bruce yet?
Yeah.
It's like, from the moment the identical twin shows up,
yep.
like, you know what's going to happen.
That,
like,
sir, is called a tease.
Yeah, but they've been teasing it since episode one of this season. Yeah, I'm like, come on.
Yeah,
there's only seven episodes. Please don't make that the cliffhanger.
It feels like it might
like
be.
Like, if that's the season-ending cliffhanger, I'm like, good God. Like,
that would be a great point to cut, to just cancel Gotham. Yeah. And it would be like, you'll never know. Like, just the cliffhanger that never ends.
Like, that's why they're going to do it. Like, we have no plan for the identical clones.
Now,
so
you should
pretend.
Be excited, though,
yes.
for the next episode of Gotham.
Why is that?
Well, because the title just yes. promises so much.
What's the title?
How the Riddler Got His Name.
Oy.
Because you want to know what it is?
No.
Because he likes riddles.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah, how the Riddler got his name.
Spoiler alert for people listening to the podcast.
Wait, is that really the whole origin story of the Riddler?
That's the title of the episode, is how the Riddler got
no,
his name.
No, no, the actual origin story of the Riddler, like how he got his name and whatnot.
Oh, yeah, no, it's because he likes riddles.
That's it?
He's obsessed with riddles.
He wears a costume with a big question mark.
No, and I get he's obsessed with riddles, but I assume there was, like, more to the backstory.
No, no. Like, he's always been super intelligent. He expresses that super intelligence as riddles. And basically, all the Riddler origins have his intelligence being insulted in some way, so he gets revenge by turning to a life of crime and doing riddle-type puzzles.
Do you feel better, Richard?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Yeah, there's not a lot of... My point is that there's not a lot of depth to why he calls himself Riddler.
Oh.
But apparently, we're going to get an entire episode of Gotham.
Well, it's Gotham. They'll probably be done in 5 minutes.
But also, once again, it's like, okay, so in the 20 years before Batman became Batman, we had a fully-fledged Riddler.
Yep. And Penguin.
And Penguin. And
Joker.
And a Joker. And, like, I imagine adult Batman showing up.
They're all in, his villains are all in, like, walkers.
But also he's there, you know.
Gotham's in ruins.
Like, Gordon's like, you know, oh, you know, we got report of, you know, someone leaving a question mark thing. And Batman's going to be like, oh, God, him again?
Yeah.
I remember when he worked at the GCPD.
That's right.
Like, every, it just drives me nuts.
It's not just that. They're all there, but they all know each other.
They all know each
other.
All
they're totally
all best of buds.
Well, and Batman and Bruce Wayne knows all of them. Like,
yeah. It's dumb.
There's no, like, literally we're at the point where in that show there is no point to give up Batman.
Nope.
Like,
no
he
need.
Like, what is he, like, he's not investigating these people because everybody knows who everyone is.
Sounds like you hate Gotham.
Ugh.
Let me tell you something that,
stupid.
That I think you would love about it.
Huh.
They sort of do the old Adam West Batman-style traps to kill. On the one episode, like, where Penguin is strapped to a car, and there's a vat of acid hanging above him that's on a chain.
So stupid.
But there's an ice cube holding two chains together,
right.
And there's a flame, and when the ice cube melts, it's going to...
Drop the acid on Penguin.
You don't feel like that was, like, you know, a nice callback?
No.
When Bruce escapes the circus cannon loaded with a large cannonball and lots of knives?
The circus. In an entirely blacked-out Gotham.
Yes.
The circus that is completely lit up.
Sir, you
and the cops cannot find Joker. Wow, Joker caused a blackout.
Where is
he? There's the one fully functioning circus. Where could he be?
Would the Joker go? Well, maybe they don't think he would go to the circus.
Like, it's
yeah, where would the Joker go? The circus? No.
There's a fully functioning circus. And, plus, Joker has been alive for like a day.
Yeah.
And there is a fully functioning evil circus in the middle of Gotham. That had to be there.
You got
to
be ambitious.
Oh, my God. It's
It is. It's terrible.
Yes, it is.
It's really terrible.
Yes.
And for a long time, like, I watched it because I you know me, like, I like bad television.
However, you did have the ascension of Babs and Tabs to being the power in
Gotham.
Yeah,
Pantsless is such a wasted character on the show. Like, she was once something and now... Nothing.
Yeah.
You know, like, she's wasted. Jim Gordon is really boring.
Oh, they're all boring.
Yeah, like, the show switches directions
every
two
episodes.
Which,
by the way, we forgot on the radio show to wish Donald Logue, who plays Bullock, a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Donald Logue.
Donald
Logue.
There's no D at the end.
Sorry.
Donald.
I should know better, because Bullock might be my favorite character on that show.
Because of the thing about eggs. Safe as eggs, was that his phrase?
Oh, wow. I can't remember...
It was something as eggs. Yeah,
safe as eggs,
wasn't it?
Yeah, which makes no sense. Why
are
eggs
safe? Eggs are very safe because they're in a cushion.
No, they're very fragile.
Yeah. Right, and that's why you have to keep
them
safe.
Like, I just poke an egg and, you know, there
right,
you
but
go.
That's why you've got to keep them safe in the carton.
But that doesn't mean – but he didn't say safe as an egg in a carton.
Mm.
Yeah,
that I might buy. He
egg.
Said safe as an egg. That's just an egg.
The carton was implied.
I don't think so.
It's Gotham. The carton was implied.
All right.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What if Bullock becomes Egghead because he likes the eggs?
That would be awesome.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
That might make me want to watch the show again.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
No. Yeah. No. That's way too much original thinking. Yeah.
So that's it.
So we basically worked our way through.
We worked our way through Arrow, Flash, Legends of Tomorrow, Agents
Gotham,
of S.H.I.E.L.D.,
and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Yeah.
It is now time
to vote. Yes. So, Richard.
Richard,
oh,
what is your vote?
First? I don't know.
Oh, God.
Oh, here we go. We've just given you like 50 minutes almost.
Yeah.
Background. You should have decided by now.
Oh, Connor's getting up to do his lounge act. He's going to start singing a little Sinatra.
Tip your wait staff, people.
Yeah. Here all week. Try the veal.
Richard, what are you voting for?
I'm going to go with Gotham.
Okay, and why?
Because I think it's going to, one, I think it's going to be over by this season anyway. So it's almost like, you know, kind of a mercy to
mercy
just stop
killer.
Watching it. Yeah.
Or
wait,
it's
what's
like
the point of that?
Completely safe
because
answer.
Because if it's going to end
gonna
anyway.
I'm going to pick the show that's ending anyways. Ooh, yeah. I'm brave.
I'm what's the point of voting for that if it's going to end anyway?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. If it's going to end anyway, vote elsewhere.
Well, it does sort of raise the question of the idea is that, you know, we're removing one show from Alan's, you know, schedule because
right.
he's so busy. Gotham's not back till the end of April. Which kind of feels
it buys me time in April. I'm happy to kill Gotham. Don't get me
but
wrong.
But not in April. It's literally
but
the last
Richard,
week.
Richard, you should
April.
Not be
All
voting
right.
on what's dying. You should be
yeah.
voting on what you think is the
yeah.
worst show
right.
on the board.
So if I'm doing the worst show, then I'll do.
Connor voted for Arrow.
I'll do Legend of Tomorrow.
No, Colin.
Oh, Colin.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, I'll
I mean,
my
no.
Le-
Connor.
Yeah.
Connor
did do
Arrow.
Right. No, I'm saying it's Colin's turn to vote.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were correcting me. And I'm like, no, it says Connor right there on the
board. I'm
going
to swap mine to Legends
Wait, what
tomorrow.
Are you going with?
I'm going with
Legends
tomorrow,
tomorrow
if we're doing the worst. Okay.
I think that is a perfectly reasonable vote.
Yeah.
Like, there's not much to choose from.
Oh, no. I think I'm pretty clear Legends of Tomorrow and Gotham are the front runners.
I mean, I know Flash.
Well, Arrow's currently in the lead with 2 points.
It is.
Yeah.
So, Colin.
What do you say?
Which show would you most be disappointed?
No,
disappointed.
We're not telling you.
Which show would I be most disappointed?
Yeah, and not watching anymore.
Oh, if you killed Flash, that would probably be the most disappointing because I watch it with my wife.
That's reverse psychology.
Oh, no. She
will. Flash, too.
She will kill you.
Really? Because Vicky kind of hates Flash.
Yeah, but it's the one thing we do together in the evening. We watch Flash and we complain
so,
about
so,
it.
So if we got rid of Flash, you would
marriage.
Not do that together it's anymore.
That would go.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What's that?
So if we got rid of it, you wouldn't pick a new show to watch with her. You just
yeah,
wouldn't
no,
have
no,
that together.
They're done.
No,
yeah.
I think the marriage might be over, frankly. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Flash is technically, I think, what, last night I think was the last episode for a while.
Yeah.
And where's Vicky?
She's in Prague.
Yeah.
She just
oh,
won't
man.
Come back.
Yeah. Just,
it just won't
that
come
she
back.
Left the day after.
You think she's never coming
Flash.
Back?
Yikes. If we give it a Flash. She
That's
just
all
like,
we have. So. All we have is Barry and Iris.
So, yeah. All right, Colin.
Colin, what are you voting for? We'll see how much he
Keeping
likes
in mind that no
like.
One can see what you're doing.
Yep. You need to actually talk
so,
your way through it.
It's between Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Arrow.
Really? Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Like, Arrow I could understand.
Yeah.
I could understand it.
Well, Arrow's been kind of in a rut.
Yeah, but Black Canary makes it worth watching.
Yeah,
but
you're not feeling that, huh?
I'm not sure she's enough.
Plus, how long is she going to be around?
Because Mr. Terrific and
oh, he's awful. That's true.
Yeah, and Mad Dog, Wild Dog.
Wild Dog, yeah, he's no
like,
good.
They've.
Colin,
well,
we can't buy
talking.
More time for you, dude. You got to
yeah.
vote.
Yeah.
All right, so
why Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Because I didn't like it when it came out.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. So three
yeah,
years ago
was,
you didn't like it.
Can yeah, I didn't. So. I didn't like the bombardment of commercials. You know.
So Colin carries a grudge.
Okay. So he didn't actually watch it. He just didn't like the commercials promoting it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the commercials were the reason why I didn't watch it.
Mm-hmm. So, like, mm-hmm. if a trailer for a movie, you don't watch it because of the trailer. Like, if it's bad.
Well, I mean, like, I don't
kind
judge
of the point of a trailer.
Movies,
I guess
yeah.
I actually now I'm kind of on Colin's side.
That's what,
like,
that's what I'm saying.
I feel
like yeah.
that's what you're supposed to do.
Like,
I mean, like who's going to go see a movie that from the trailer just looks awful?
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
like,
I mean, like
Power
I don't
Rangers.
Believe I don't I,
well,
I don't
I'm go see that one.
Trust a trailer anyway, just because I know they add things or like they film it.
Oh, and they take things
and
away.
Then they
yeah,
take
stuff
well,
in the trailer that doesn't
yeah.
show up in the film.
Well,
it's
I mean, they make
lately.
The trailer before they finish
oh, yeah.
the movie, so like
yeah.
they could cut out like things for the trailer. So then you're disappointed because it's
right.
not in the movie.
Oh, that scene was so cool.
Well, I know what my vote is, but I vote last.
Yeah.
Look, it's anybody's game.
Yeah.
Right.
Not really. It's
well,
basically our game.
Well, no.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, in terms of the shows.
Well, because let's
Arrow's
see.
At two.
If I go Arrow,
Legends is one.
Ooh, this is interesting.
If you go Arrow,
wow. If I go Arrow or Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.,
you can kill it.
That's basically it's true. So
wow, this is actually
actually, or no, if I go if I go Legends of Tomorrow, because you've only got three.
That's right.
You could
so
tie.
Basically, if I pick any of those things, you're completely rendered moot.
It's true. I knew this was coming. You know, like this is the drama of the show.
I like the power.
So where are you going to vote?
Join the power.
And if you do, and if you do Flash, and he doesn't do Flash, and then it's a tie, or like, or whatever.
Oh wow!
Oh, that's right.
What would
right.
happen in a tie?
Oh my God! I guess we need some kind of tiebreaker.
Nobody we could flip a coin. I'm the tiebreaker.
Well, no, we'll we'll flip a coin.
But yeah, no, I mean, obviously, oh God, trying to decide between Legends of Tomorrow and Gotham.
That's hard, man. Like that is to me. Those are the two that are the worst shows.
They are. They're terrible. But and for again, different reasons. Gotham is just so. Bad.
Can we get rid of Gotham just because it's not on? Like
and
it's
Legends,
okay
here's how and I Legends of Tomorrow is just so blah.
Here's how I feel about Gotham.
That's the thing with Legends of
Tomorrow. Is that like I've invested so much time in it that it makes me the most irritated.
Yeah.
You know, because I keep watching that show because I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh yeah. Right? Like we are long past the point where you and I should have stopped watching.
Right. Like we should have quit a long time ago.
Like I can't. Like, all I can do to show my disdain for Gotham is I do not own it on DVD or Blu-ray.
Well, we do badmouth it all the time on
and
the podcast.
And I do not. I know, but just in terms
too,
of, like, so. I can't actually stop watching it.
Yeah.
I draw the line at owning it.
You vote Gotham, and you might give it the kiss of death.
And same thing with Legends of Tomorrow. Like, I own the others.
Did Legends of Tomorrow get renewed?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been renewed. I don't
know
why.
Holy cow.
Now, Flash does have the musical episode coming up.
Yeah.
Featuring Supergirl. So. Yeah.
Now that'll be a blast.
So there's that to look forward to.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to go Legends of Tomorrow. Like, that show really is – it's bad.
It's disappointing because it makes my vote moot. But
it does.
I'm willing to let Legends of Tomorrow go. Like,
Hamilton agreed with me.
No.
Oh, wait a minute. What does this mean?
It
throws the whole thing into
– So if he doesn't use a veto, doesn't it mean, like, his vote doesn't count?
Oh, that's true. You may use a veto or you may change your vote.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to stick with it.
You're going with Legend, so you're not vetoing.
I'm not vetoing.
That means you're down to one vote or one veto.
No. He's
I'm
no.
not vetoing.
No,
so
he's
I'm
not vetoing.
Sure I don't
so
lose
it means
a veto.
Oh, so then your vote
Do you
doesn't count.
How not
vote doesn't count.
So Legends of Tomorrow stays at one.
Yeah,
and that gives me total power.
Yes, it does.
To decide what does.
I am letting you decide.
Oh, that's a very kind thing.
Can I just say?
Yeah.
I'm also enjoying the fact that Richard has embraced.
Oh, it's a semblance of power that I have.
He has embraced the fact that we have completely discounted his opinion on
so
everything.
So you don't want to revote knowing that your vote doesn't count if you vote for Legends
of Tomorrow? No, because I can't – number one, I can't decide between – my vote doesn't matter either.
Well, if you decide between Arrow and Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
No, because – like those are not bad enough to get rid of.
It's a chance to make a statement against Gotham.
But yeah, if you did.
If my vote's going to be relevant, then I'll go with Gotham.
Okay.
So at least there's some relevancy there.
All right. So I could vote Legends. Now we got drama, and Legends wins. I could vote Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It wins. I could vote Arrow, and it wins.
Basically, whatever you vote wins.
Or Flash and tie.
Except Flash, and we've got a tie.
Well, the answer is easy. Of all the shows that are on, Gotham is the worst show.
Yeah.
It is god awful.
Mm-hmm.
It gets my vote.
But
it's
not going to be – like, I doubt it's going to get another season and it's not on.
But that's still a season – I mean, we still have many episodes left.
Oh, there's still like 7 episodes.
I'll make a promise to you. Right. It's a commitment that I'm getting out of.
Yeah,
that's still – they're on like episode 15 was – I think 15 is the next one. So there's actually – assuming they have a 22-episode season, they've got 8 more episodes.
So next time we talk about Gotham, you're going to have to do all the talking and I'll just have to make blind guesses about what's going on.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
It could be a good show, right?
Oh, my God. I could do – it'll basically be pop quizzes. Here's the situation. What do you think happened? Oh, my God. That's such a great idea.
It's perfect. I'm voting Gotham.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh,
so
for
Gotham
so many
is
reasons.
Out.
All right. So when Colin finishes, we can tally up the board. Flash, 0.
Yes.
Legends, 1.
We thought
Shield.
Legends would be the second least vote getter.
Yeah. Well, that
actually,
was just –
it kind of got none because Richards is the only vote.
Right. Yeah. It's kind of a quirk.
What?
So Legends, 1. Shield, 2. Arrow 2,
Gotham
6.
Yeah.
The math is pretty clear.
Yeah. No, I mean, Gotham is.
I'm a historian, but that's
a train wreck
clear.
Of a show.
Yeah.
Are you going to miss Pantsless?
No. Okay. They've not done Pantsless right.
Okay.
I want to take that out of context, that quote right there, just all the time. They've not done Pantsless right.
They haven't. They've not done her justice.
Yeah.
She wears pants all the time, number one.
I haven't really noticed.
She's always in pants.
Is she? Yeah.
Yeah, they forgot who she was. But they've done that with every character,
the
right?
The essence.
Yeah, the essence of Barbara.
Are you suggesting that they've hemmed her character in too much?
I like it. Yeah. Yeah. They've skirted around the truth.
Oh, nice.
Thank
oh,
you.
Oh, they've skirted around her act. Yeah. Yeah, this is, oh my God, this is, they could be here for another 20 minutes.
Their writing
oh, please
has,
don't.
Has slacked.
Oh, that was good.
Slacks?
Yeah,
right?
Well
slacks,
done.
Skirts.
Yeah.
Trousers is going to be harder to pun on, though.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I don't think we could.
Yeah. So, does anybody want to deliver a brief eulogy for Gotham? And then we're done.
Alas, Gotham.
We never knew you?
We yes.
Because well, I never knew
a
Gotham.
A show of infinite, can I say crap?
Yes.
Well, you just
you
did.
Just did.
Yeah, but I was asking, so it doesn't count.
Well,
a show of infinite crap.
Do you remember? Here's my eulogy. I remember,
remember
when Gotham debuted.
Yes.
We were talking about this before you got here. And you texted me before the show came on, and you were like, this is going to be so
I'm so excited.
Great. You know, I'm excited.
Yeah.
Like 10 minutes in, you're like,
okay, so.
It's not, it's good, right? It's not terrible.
Yeah.
Half an hour in.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I got questions about this at
you
the end of the show.
You literally could chart my despair.
Oh, yeah. Like this,
it's like a graph that just goes
oh,
down.
Oh, it was.
This,
it was like literally.
Death spiral of
like,
optimism,
here we go
you know?
With Gotham. And then like 10 minutes in, I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
So everybody was a witness to the Wayne murder?
Yeah.
That seems problematic.
Yep. And every Batman villain you know has already been introduced.
And every Batman villain kind of knows each other.
That's right.
And also knows Gordon.
Yep.
Safe and
as,
Bruce.
Safe as Easter eggs would be
yeah,
a better phrase.
Yeah.
For,
that, well, that, and that was the point, is that Gotham has always just been a show about Easter eggs.
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
Ooh, look who we're doing now.
Yep. Well, so, guess what happened to Gotham as a result?
It cracked.
Well played.
Boom.
It's dead. It has been killed.
Yeah.
By Even More Mashed Up.
That's right.
I'm going to go home today. I'm going to take it off the DVR.
I wish I could do that.
Done for. Wait. I might watch it on Hulu. I'll take it off the Hulu.
Yeah.
Whichever way I watch it,
yeah.
It's gone.
It's gone.
Done for.
That's
fine. I thought you just said I'm going to watch it on Hulu. It's like we just killed it.
Yeah. No, I'm going to wipe it.
Yeah.
Wipe it off of Hulu.
Yes. Gotham like a bounty hunter? You
but
did
But that's
it for the
fine
money.
Because then I can do the here's what happened on Gotham.
Yeah.
How do you think it was resolved?
I think that's going to be brilliant.
That's going to be good stuff.
I will not read anything about Gotham.
Good.
I will not watch anything about Gotham.
Excellent.
If a commercial comes on, Gotham is dead to me.
Sounds fantastic.
Now, if there's a pantsless spinoff, I reserve the right to watch.
Okay. I don't think there will be.
I'm not anticipating.
You're not what?
Anticipating.
Okay.
It's been a long podcast.
It has been, which means we probably should wrap things up.
Feels like it might be time.
Yep. So we'll be off next week for spring break.
That's right. But we have a show, right, Richard? The Lego Batman show
discussion on the radio show was going to be next week.
I wasn't sure what show we were talking about. Okay,
yes,
yeah.
So we will be. We'll so, hopefully have our discussion from the radio show on Lego Batman for you to listen next week.
And then we'll be back when we come back to
and
work.
And then we'll be back with Logan.
Until next week.